Got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, when I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life.
Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
Break your mama's back. One of the more memorable music videos from the 80s. Diva Whip It. 80s, 90s, and more. This is 105.7 CFW on the lunch break.
Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW. much a part of the valley as Big Falls and Beaver Creek Reserve. This is 105.7 CFW, the valley's fun music.
And more 105.7 CFW. Some pretty big business news today. Did you hear about this? T-Mobile will be acquiring U.S. Cellular in a $4 billion deal that will be expected to close in the middle of next year. So if you're a U.S. Cellular customer, some changes will be on the horizon. It's 105.7 CFW. Laura Branigan on the lunch hour.
Yeah.
1057 CFW.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Shined upon her head. And we were trying different things. And we were smoking funny things. Making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle. Not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
90s and more. It's 105.7 CFW. It's a 2 cup of coffee day for me today. Oh man, I swear. Hey, it's Aaron. In a little earlier than normal as Mike McKay enjoys some time off. If you haven't done so already, take a look at our website. It's wcfw.fm, and we've got all sorts of updated information. You can get to know all of us a little bit more. You can find different ways to listen to CFW, sign up for our free newsletter, and check out our daily news roundup for Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Our website, wcfw.fm.
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Let me see.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. It's today, National Hamburger Day, which means if you haven't stepped out for lunch, there are a lot of offers coming into my email inbox. A lot of free burgers on some of the food apps. If you haven't checked those out already, you might want to do so if you're looking for some ways to save and enjoy a delicious hamburger today. It's also National Brisket Day, but that requires a little more effort. And you don't want me cooking brisket. It's not a good situation. We continue next with Aerosmith as we get through the lunch hour. It's 105.7 CFW.
We've made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue, without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla, because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced over $23 million in grant funding to build up the state's electric vehicle charging infrastructure. According to a press release, more than 10 municipalities in the Northwest Wisconsin region have been selected to participate in the grant program, which will give them the first federally funded fast-charging electric vehicle stations in the state. Department of Transportation officials also expect Wisconsin to receive about $78 million over the next 5 years. A Chippewa Falls nonprofit organization has nearly raised enough money to construct an affordable housing project. According to a WQOW report, Hope Village is only a few thousand dollars away from raising $2.7 million for the project, which will include a total of 3 6-plexes, 5 duplexes, a playground, and a multi-purpose building. The organization has also applied for a $2 million grant for the project. A golf fundraiser for the project is scheduled for July 29th, and donations can be made online. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
CFW.
CFW.
Flashback.
unwind. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be
So Cyndi Lauper opened up in an article on prevention.com. She talked about feeling her best while living with a chronic medical condition, which you see on TV all the time. She suffers from chronic plaque psoriasis. So she's had to modify her diet, her fitness routine, avoiding flare-ups, and encourages all who are experiencing the condition to seek out a specialist.
Another sleepless night.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Bye.
WFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s,